Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about the danger of putting up with a different gospel. I'm going to read to you from 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 4, where we read, "For if he who comes preaches another Jesus whom we have not preached, or if you receive a different spirit which you have not received, or a different gospel which you have not accepted, you may well put up with it." Paul had a godly jealousy that he describes in the second verse of 2 Corinthians chapter 11. And that godly jealousy that Paul had was offended that some of the Corinthian believers were being seduced by a false understanding of what Christian ministry and what being an apostle were all about. Many of the Corinthian Christians didn't admire Paul's apostolic credentials because they thought in a worldly way. They didn't have the mind of Jesus. They didn't like Paul's apparent weakness and unimpressive appearance. Their minds were being corrupted from the simplicity of faith that's found in Jesus Christ. It was important that the Corinthian Christians understand and trust Paul's apostolic credentials because Paul knew they were attracted to the false apostles who preached another Jesus. The troublemakers among the Corinthian Christians who stirred up contention against Paul didn't only attack Paul, they also attacked the true Jesus by preaching another Jesus. And who was this other Jesus? Well, because of the way that the Corinthian Christians despised Paul's image of weakness and unimpressive appearance, this false Jesus promoted among them was probably one that knew no weakness, knew no persecution, knew no humiliation, suffering, or death. This so-called super Jesus was another Jesus, not the real Jesus. And friends, another Jesus isn't real, and he cannot save. The Jesus different from what Paul and other faithful apostles had preached was from a different spirit, and he presented a different gospel. This was the dangerous, even spiritually deadly error that Paul had warned the Christians in Galatia against. You'll find that in Galatians chapter 1, verses 8 and 9. In that Galatians 1 passage, Paul explained that those who preached a different gospel should be accursed by God. Paul described these different gospel preachers as he who comes. This sets them in contrast to God's true apostles. An apostle is one who is sent. These troublemakers were the opposite of apostles. You could say of them, he who comes. You see, of an apostle, one could say one who is sent. These false apostles had simply come. They were not really sent by God. The problem wasn't so much that these false teachers had come among Christians in Corinth. The more significant problem was that the Corinthian Christians put up with them when they should have rejected them and cast them out. These false teachers were a bad influence that were accepted among the Corinthian believers. Look, let's be honest. In many places, the church has the same problem today. It's not surprising that there's false teachers in the church today. The problem is that the church puts up with them and embraces them. Christians of this generation will have to answer to Jesus for their lack of discernment when it comes to the false teachers and leaders who are accepted and promoted by the church. Friends, don't put up with those who preach a different spirit than Jesus, with those who present a different gospel than the New Testament presents. Only the real Jesus and only the real gospel can save.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.